producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is a good day. Happy Monday to you from the Good Day Show. Rich, Jennifer, and Ken here with you. Doug will be on along the way in a little bit. And good news this morning for this Monday morning. You ready for it, guys?
I'm ready for some good news.
We're all going to live.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Are you going to put that in writing for me?
According to all the governments of the world, we're all going to be okay because they've gotten together to come up with a master plan to save us from global warming.
Well, yeah, biggest problem ever.
Come on. So the good news is they've got a deal. They're going to actually work together and do something on global warming. The agreement reached this weekend in Paris at the climate conference limits average global warming to 2 degrees Celsius, which I think is absolutely ridiculous. How do you control that? How is your measurement stick the actual temperature that you cannot control?
Well, that's personal.
Right. See?
President Obama loves it, though. He said it's a turning point for the world. That's his quote.
Right. So it looks like staying below that mark means we will avoid super droughts, rising seas, and mass extinctions. So we're all going to live. Not the bad news?
Phew.
No details.
It's going to cost a lot of money.
It's going to cost a lot of money.
Saving the human race is not cheap. There's no Groupon.
As I mowed my lawn yesterday morning in December, 2 weeks before Christmas, with my gas lawnmower, and then took my muscle car out with the top down and drove around and spewed a little bit more noxious carbon fumes, I wondered,
is there something to all this?
Am I contributing to this? And will I be able to have 70 degrees at Christmas time every single year?
So was that what the high was yesterday? Because you're in Washington, D.C. Ken and I are in California. And I have been cold. I think I sat down with you this morning and went, oh, I'm freezing.
Yeah, it's warm here. It was 70 couple degrees here yesterday. I had the top down mowing the lawn to Bob Marley. It was great.
I love it. Ride it out, you know? Yeah. Enjoy those little moments. Not so, bad.
But you know,
it's
the funny
raining.
Thing is,
we actually got a little glimpse of El Nino last night.
So what's
raining
the temperature there?
50s.
Yeah. Really?
It's supposed to get down to 30 today. Earth. I saw that the high is going to be like 52. I think it's actually going to be colder in L.A. than it is in New York. It's going to be like 52 and the low of 38 today.
Yeah, we're going to have 70 here in D.C.
I'll see.
So,
Global warming and cooling all over the place.
Here's the funny thing, though. I mean, I post something on Facebook, you know, top-down kind of day, mowing the lawn to Marley, and blah, blah, blah. It's a great, you know, 2 weeks before Christmas. And everybody starts posting. I remember water skiing. A buddy of mine, he remembers water skiing Christmas Day when he was, you know, 14 years old. And, you know, so we've all had those warm Christmases.
Well, yeah, weather comes in patterns. I mean, that's no big surprise. I mean, and I think we've talked about this before. Do I think everybody should be doing what they can to recycle, to clean up after themselves, to do the right thing?
I'm an environmental conservative.
I think that's great.
I think that we should be having these climate change, let me scrap that. I think we should be having these environmental talks, and I think that we should be watching how much pollution our cars, our factories are spewing to the air and the rivers and in the oceans. I'm all for that. But for you to sit there and go, we have to stop the global warming by 2 degrees Celsius, you're crazy. That's the barometer by which you should measure this by, you should be measuring it by how much output comes out of that car, how much output comes out of that factory. And you should also be realistic about it, because this is why we have Volkswagen today, is because you made it unrealistic and they couldn't abide by your standards.
They were lying to try to get to standards.
So they're lying.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is that this is, to me, and where I kind of break the rose-colored glasses, where I think it's personal responsibility, you also have to be aware that this is a huge, gigantic business. business that a lot of people are set to make money from.
Yep.
And they're going to set up a lot of guidelines and restrictions on your life, on my life, on Ken's life, all because this is part of big climate change business now. And but who's going to say that somebody like China, who really is the problem? I mean, we've done a lot to clean up our act around the States. You go to China and you can chew the air. Who's going to say that they're going to follow along? So it's everybody's effort. We'll see.
Hey, and hey, just because my neighbor doesn't keep his backyard clean doesn't mean I shouldn't. But still, you're right. It's you know, they're one of the biggest economies.
Doesn't mean you wouldn't be infested with rats because your neighbor's backyard.
That's true. That's true.
And you know, so much of this is cyclical. I don't get the hysteria. I was talking to my parents over the weekend. They're in South Carolina. And they were talking about how nice and warm it was in the 70s and how unusual that was. And I said, you know, when I was a kid growing up, it wasn't, you know, we were in the South, but we would still get a few good wind, snows every year. But I can remember many years that on the front page of the newspaper was a picture of somebody laying out, getting a tan on Christmas Day because it was 70 degrees.
Yep. Yeah.
It just comes around.
It's weather. It's a pattern. Yeah. I know. I'm with you. Talk to any farmer and they'll tell you the same thing.
Yep. So anyway, everybody's going to be all right. That's how we start our week. And it's all good. Hey, coming up, there's a new leader in Iowa. There's a new sheriff in town in the Iowa polls. And Donald Trump might not be too happy with what he's reading this morning. We'll cover that coming up here on the Good Day program at 13 past the hour.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7, by phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Geico. Anywhere, anytime.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My business needs to get a leg up on the competition and end the year strong.
Well, Staples can print anything you need to promote your business, from banners to brochures to business cards.
Yes! My logo will be everywhere. I can't wait to see my competitors choke on it.
That's the holiday spirit.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Barrett Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction, returns to Scottsdale, Arizona, January 23rd through the 31st, 2016. Celebrating 45 years, hundreds of the most sought-after, unique, and valuable automobiles will cross the auction block. Be part of the 9-day lifestyle event and energy that is Barrett Jackson. Coming soon to Westworld of Scottsdale. Tickets are available at BarrettJackson.com. That's BarrettJackson.com. We'll see you there.
15 past the hour, coming up on 16 past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jennifer, Ken, and Rich. And we got a new sheriff in town in Iowa, Jennifer, and it looks like Ted Cruz is in a couple of polls sneaking up and passing the Trumpster. It looks like a Fox News survey released shows Cruz at 28% and Trump at 26%.
I actually saw Ted Cruz as high as 31% in some of the polls. And here's the thing. Iowa's a weird little battleground state. And the way that you can win in Iowa is if you are on the ground and if you're sitting in people's living rooms and if you're going to barbecues in their backyard.
Yep.
And that's what was so surprising to me about Trump pulling it, because Trump has not been ahead in Iowa up until recently, you know, and obviously that's because there's a lot of fear and uncertainty about what's going on in the world, and Donald Trump's been talking about
and
that.
Trump's not the backyard
He's been in Iowa a lot, but yeah, he's not the backyard guy.
He does the big stadium things where there's 7,000 people, 5,000 people.
The person I'm surprised, well, I think just because his light has kind of burnt out, the Huckabees of the world do well in Iowa because they're kind of down home, likable guys that go and hang out with people and get them to hear their story. And so it doesn't surprise me that Ted Cruz is doing better than Donald Trump at this moment in Iowa. It'll be interesting to see what happens because you're still, you know, it's the first week of February, I believe, that they vote in Iowa. It's 50 days out. So there's still some time to change. But it just shows you how powerful the messaging is of the Trump campaign to even have him showing up as a number one or number two candidate in Iowa, because that typically wouldn't happen. Think about who won there last time around. I mean, you had Huckabee who won it before. I mean, you've got candidates who are these likable guys that go into Iowa and win. But it's interesting because now that Ted Cruz has been on this trajectory and is really giving Trump a run for his money, these two used to be sort of buddy-buddy. I think they still are. But now they're kind of battling it out, and it helps both of them, I think.
Trump
they're
and Cruz,
having,
you mean?
Trump and Cruz, what did I say?
Right. No, that's what I thought.
Yeah, Trump and Cruz were buddies. I mean, they were kind of sticking together. And
so were Trump and Carson, but not so much anymore.
Not so much, yeah. But Trump and Cruz, I think, are actually maybe doing
together.
So here's
the Trump, or Cruz is 10% ahead, or a 10-point lead in the Des Moines Register Bloomberg Politics Survey.
That puts him at 31% in Iowa.
Yeah. Wow. You know, and that's the gold standard in Iowa.
Yeah. You take them, you look at them, they're going to change a little bit. But you know, the story is that Cruz is on the rise.
Well, and here's where I see Trump has a problem. Because, all right, so you got Rubio at 13% and Carson at 10%. And you got Bush, Huckabee, blah, 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 all the guys. As soon as those ones with 2 and 3 and 5% start falling out of the race after Iowa and New Hampshire, those people are going to move. And where are they going to move to? Are they going to go to Cruz? Are they going to go to Carson? Are they going to go to...
I think it depends on the candidate. I think your Carsons and your Fiorinas, I think it's very a real possibility they could go to someone like a Ted Cruz or maybe someone like a Donald Trump. I think you've got the people who are maybe still stumping around for Bush, maybe someone who likes Kasich, they'd probably go to Rubio. I mean, I think towards the end, you're going to see Trump, Cruz, and Rubio trying to duke it out, and the establishment is going to heavily be pushing Rubio down your throat, for sure. That's the one that they'd like to see take over as the lead in this whole thing.
All right,
thing.
So on the Democratic side, we see Hillary's got 50.
It's so boring.
Bernie at 36.
We need more candidates.
And here comes Martin O'Malley pulling up the tail end, 5%. Our former Baltimore mayor.
As someone, because can you typically vote on the D side, on the Democratic side? Do you wish that there was a little, like, a couple, like, you know, more entertaining things to watch? Because it's pretty, I mean, it's pretty easy over there right now.
To be honest, I am so burned out, and it's almost a year
You're
away.
You're okay with it? You're okay that you skipped the circuit?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, it's funny, this go-around, I was kind of excited that on the GOP side, we had all these exciting choices.
I love it.
Thank goodness. We're finally going to get something where we get more than one or two that get jammed down our throat to choose from. And I'm a little bit like Ken. And maybe it's because the couple that I like the most are, you know, the Fiorina. She's, you know, way back there. So,
but she wasn't. That's what's been so cool about this cycle is they're bouncing all over the place, and it's still early. I geek out. I love it.
I know, but I'm not a huge Cruz or Trump fan, so we'll see where it ends up. All right, so it's 21 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffens. Good day with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and myself, Rich McFadden. Doug will be along in a little bit here on the Good Day program.
Our Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Three past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and Ken Kessler, we're here with you. Gonna go over and see what Saturday Night Live had for us. I did not get to watch it this week. Ken said he watched it, and some of it was funny.
I didn't get to see it, but I saw on Facebook that Will Ferrell was back as George Bush, and that had to be good.
Yeah, he just did the opening thing, and he came up to the podium to announce that he was going to run, and then he went through many of the candidates on why they don't have a chance. And it was very funny.
He's still so funny. That guy, as stupid as he is.
Will Ferrell?
Yeah, but I love stupid comedy, so that's why I like him.
Because he reinvents himself so well.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. He comes up, that comedy website, funnyornot.com. I mean, he's so creative, so it's good stuff. All right, here's from the SNL weekend update poll about Facebook.
According to a new poll, only 65% of American teenagers still think Facebook is cool. I still like those odds. Said a sex offender.
I don't know any teenagers that use Facebook, really, do you? I mean, most of them are Instagrammer.
I'm going to say to my credit, I don't know any teenagers right now.
Lucky you. All
right. My niece is on there, but she uses Instagram much more.
Right, yeah.
And Snapchat. Right?
Yeah, like they
for the young kids, don't they like the Tumblr?
I don't know
they
about
like
Tumblr.
Snapchat
and Instagram.
I'm
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
That.
All right, here they are joking about a new potato scented candle.
Picture my boob. It'll disappear in 10 seconds.
It was announced that Pringles is now selling candles scented like their potato chips, in case anybody wants to die in a sadness fire.
You know what? At first, when these two, I can't even remember their names, that do the weekend update, the two guys, I was like, oh, I was kind of turned off by having the two guys.
Man,
I didn't think
funny.
They were that funny.
Yeah.
He's really grown on me.
Nah, the black dudes, I can't remember their names either, but his facial expressions are priceless. They're awesome. Here's Steve Harvey joking with an audience member about what to do with a roommate who borrows clothes and returns them damaged.
I just started rooming with my best friend in college, and I thought it'd be this great idea, but now I'm not so sure because she keeps borrowing my clothes and returning them damaged. Now, the first couple of times, I let it slide, but last week, she borrowed my designer dress for the formal dance, and when I got it back, there was a huge tear in the back seam. And when I confronted her about it, she denied the damage. That dress cost me an entire week's check, so how do I get her to pay up?
Why is it that when a person's your roommate, why y'all feel obligated to let them borrow y'all clothes?
I like to help a girl out.
Exactly.
Well, you know, Salvation Army. You gotta stop them from playing you, or else it'll continue. Why don't you go in her room, just take some of her stuff and just tear it right in front of her. And then when she looks at you and she goes, "You tore my dress." Just go, "No, I didn't."
What is that with girls and sharing clothes? I don't get that.
I don't know. You know what? I think because I didn't have siblings, that was never, and I've never had roommates, it's never been an issue. But it's just weird. First of all, other people's sweat, it totally smells different than yours.
Yeah.
I mean, ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
And it's just because guys don't do that. Guys would never go, "Hey, man, can I borrow that sweater? It's really cool.
I love
cool.
that plush.
I want to wear that on my date tonight." Yeah, right. Can I borrow
that? Just drink your beer.
Here's Exactly. Here's the only situation where guys borrow each other's clothes.
You passed out at someone's house.
Exactly.
With a t-shirt.
Exactly.
Or you forgot. You know, my dad sometimes lends out swimming, like swimwear, when he's at his house for his pool.
Yeah. No, that would be weird.
It's weird, right? As I said it, I realized it was weird.
It's only when you pass out at their house, or you can't drive home and you stay at their house, and you're like, "Dude, I need a t-shirt." And they're like, "Yeah, all right, take this one. I never wear it anymore." So, you know, like, good to go. I just don't get that whole clothes lending thing. So, you know what? I would love to walk through Doug Steffen's closet, though, and borrow some of his clothes.
Be slapped in the face with some corduroy.
They'd be a little short, but yeah, I need a turtleneck and some corduroy.
That's the fancy side of the closet, and the overalls are on the other side.
28 pounds on a good day.
In the news, is football the new boxing? This is Dr. Chambers on Call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. The late Frank Gifford's family announces he had chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE. Mr. Gifford was an NFL star. His brain injury, the family believes, is a result of constant repetitive head trauma while playing football. CTE causes depression, memory loss, and dementia. Here's the thing. Some believe that the brain damage professional footballers suffer is part of the price they pay to be rich and famous, similar to the price boxers must pay. But what about all the non-pros? American boys start taking their first hits to the head playing football at age 8 or 9. The COC advice, let there be no doubt that football at any level is the new boxing. And until the rules change, you should encourage your son to find a different sport. His brain is way too precious to waste. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
This report is brought to you by Blackhawk Network. This holiday season, shoppers can purchase gift cards for stock at select U.S. retailers. This new prepaid gift card, made possible by Stockpile and Blackhawk Network, can be redeemed online to open and fund a brokerage account with stock. Investing in the stock market can be confusing. Gift cards for stock are an easier way for people of all ages to get involved with investing and will appeal to people who want to give something more meaningful than a traditional toy this year. Terry Jack, Chief Marketing Officer, Blackhawk Network.
The gift card for stock can revolutionize the way people access the stock market. Giving someone a gift card to purchase shares of their favorite brand can be enriching and an educational experience for both the gift giver and receiver. After all the other holiday gifts are outgrown or overused, gift cards for stock could be one of those standout gifts that keeps on giving beyond the holidays.
For more information, visit stockpile.com. That's www.stockpile.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's 33, coming up on 34 past the hour. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden here with you. Doug will be along in a little bit here on the Good Day program. And all kinds of things going on. We got the scuba divers in lakes. We got presidential motorcades going down Pennsylvania Avenue to the Pentagon. All to keep us safe. Don't you feel better?
Right. I do, actually.
Don't you feel better?
Hey, you know what? At least they're pretending to do something. Yeah. It makes you feel a little bit better.
I guess. All right. So in San Bernardino, we got the scuba divers, the FBI, scuba diving in the lakes, and they found...
Well, first of all, the story here is that there's still a lake left in California because we have been under the big drought lately. Yeah, but there was a shallow, as it's described, a pretty shallow lake. And FBI investigators, I think it started last Thursday, were diving around trying to recover some items. The thought was that these two attackers, Malik and Farouk, were seen in that park, and that perhaps they had dumped the hard drive that was removed from their computer and their home in Redlands into this lake. Now, that's not what the FBI has said. That's what I've heard behind the scenes. The FBI said, we're just looking for some stuff, but it's probably the hard drive.
Well, you know what I took away from this is that you can take your hard drive and smash it with a hammer and throw it in the bottom of the lake, and it's still valuable enough to the feds that they will send divers into this muddy, junky lake for 3 days, 4 days to try and find it because they think they can get some information. I mean, when you hit delete on your search history,
Don't be so sure.
Right.
And the other thing that gets me, okay, so that's piece one. They didn't find anything in the lake. They looked and looked and looked. They looked for 4 days, as you mentioned, couldn't find anything. Okay. Piece number two about our electronic footprints that we should talk about are how powerful cell phones are. Now, in San Bernardino, Saeed Farouk and Tashfeen Malik had taken their cell phones outside of the Inland Regional Center after they went in, or maybe even before they went in and shot the place up. They had smashed it, stepped on it with their foot, jumped it into a million pieces and tossed it into a trash can. Do this attack, they take off, investigators find these broken cell phones and were able to put them back together enough to know that this guy had pictures of local schools in his phone, like college campuses and high school campuses in his cell phone. That could have been ID'd as a potential target. And the story is not the only one, because just over the weekend in Paris, the mastermind of the Paris attacks had photos, now it's coming out, of British targets on his cell phone. You've got pictures of Birmingham, which is UK's busiest shopping area and sports venue. And he's got pictures all throughout that area. And it looks like Abdelhamid Abouad, or however we say it, his name, was planning some kind of atrocity in Britain had he gotten away with the attacks in Paris, which we know he's now dead. They caught him in that apartment days after the Paris attacks.
Well, nothing to worry about, though, because the president's going to ride down Pennsylvania Avenue and into Virginia, and he's going to go to the Pentagon today with his national security team to give an update on the progress in the fight against the Islamic State.
What I don't understand...
Makes you feel better?
Yeah, it does. What I don't understand is that the terrorists, these groups like ISIS or Al-Qaeda, and the people who either sympathize or are directly communicating with these groups, they're out there on the dark web. They're out there on Twitter.
Yeah.
They're anonymous. Groups like Anonymous are able to go out and shut down 5,000 ISIS Twitter accounts. I feel like we fall short. There's a lot. We do a lot of spinning our wheels and a lot of arguing about whether or not the NSA is right or wrong, or, you know, we should be listening to phone calls, and who cares if our Aunt Betty's given recipes for plum dumplings. I mean, you know, you've got all these debates going on. It seems to me like we're spinning our wheels. Why are we not focusing, and maybe we are just not doing a great job yet, why are we not focusing on the social media? Why aren't we pushing them to find another way to communicate with each other?
I think that they like being able to watch their information and use that information. And they're afraid that if they shut it all down, that they will then be in the dark about what they're doing. This way that they can get a little bit of a lead. But, you know, I'm kind of torn.
You're Googling how to make a bomb, I don't care. Most people in this country don't
Google
that.
Look at the San Bernardino attackers. Where did they get all their information about how to build all of this stuff?
Inspire Magazine. You know what? The mailman's delivering Inspire Magazine to your house. I think that's a see something.
Shut that bad boy down.
Right.
And anybody who subscribes to it,
I mean, immediately, I want a car sitting on your front lawn watching that's the piece of it where people want it. There's a fine line between taking away our freedoms to deal with stuff like this and not. But if you are doing behaviors, this is why everybody goes, this is why Donald Trump is so popular. But this is why Donald Trump is so popular. If you're perpetrating behaviors like having Inspire Magazine or doing searches on how to build a pipe bomb out of a toy car, if you're doing all of these things, these should be red flags that are up right away. And no one should feel bad about having the FBI sitting on your front doorstep going, hey, how you doing today? I mean, I have no problem with that. Maybe I'm crazy. I don't know.
Here's the thing that kills me about where they have won, is that we are sitting here saying, I don't mind the FBI sitting on my front doorstep if I'm ordering 10 pressure cookers off of...
Not when you're acting shady. That's the thing. There's a difference. Like, if you're just an average everyday Joe, but when you are actually... I mean, when there's the shady factor of above 10,
But I'm on the Doug side of this. Where's the line? You know, and I'm with you.
Pressure cooker bombs and Inspire Magazine.
If somebody's getting Inspire Magazine, but what about if somebody's getting Guns and Ammo?
You're not reading it for the articles like Playboy, that's for sure.
But what if somebody's getting Guns and Ammo? Are they going to start parking on your doorstep?
I think that's
then?
A totally different thing. Inspire magazine is sympathetic to an extreme cause. Guns and ammo, it's not the guns. I don't blame the guns. It's not people that are buying guns. It's the motivation behind it. We need to be looking for motivation.
I agree, but where the line is.
That's the line.
Is
I'm drawing it.
Me.
In my perfect world, that's where
right.
we're drawing
my concern
it.
About it is the spying, because to find out where you draw that line, they have to know what you're doing.
And my concern about
it
is...
already tracking online. I mean, that's the thing, is that behaviors are already tracked. Our search engines are already tracked. There should just be patterns. I don't... You know, who cares who's looking at what? But when you have some pings go off about trying to contact... I mean, this woman tried to contact groups for 2 years, and she was under the radar.
Well, and this is where I think they should be looking, is this whole marriage immigration thing. You know what? People yeah. use this as a... It's a scam.
Sure. She didn't even give it a
I
legit
say,
address. She came
right.
in with a fake address, and they didn't even check her out.
I would, and I'm just throwing up a total guess here, okay? But I'm going to guess as many as 50% of marriages to bring someone into the country are somehow arranged, fake, paid for, whatever it is. The Russian bride, the, you know, get my
Latin. Our culture gets married for love. That we're a society that gets married for love. And so any of these arranged marriages, they do stink. You're
well,
right.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not part of our culture.
Certainly the Latin community gets married for love, but they also get married for a visa.
Yeah.
And for
yeah.
a citizenship. And I know an Iranian couple where they got married, and the guy got to come from Iran, and they're a great couple, and they're about to have a baby. They're wonderful people. But, you know, I don't suspect that, you know, they would use it. But people use this thing just to get the citizenship, and it's they're not watching it. They're not. They go to your house one time. Hi, just making sure you live here. Yep. There's a family. I live in a middle-class neighborhood, right? There's a family across the street from us renting a $600,000 house, and they're getting help from the county for they're getting like school lunches and free backpacks and free Christmas gifts that get donated to the school. And, all this, and they are absolutely, and I sit there and I watch them. And I'm looking in their driveway the other day. They bought a brand new GMC pickup truck. They have a Toyota Tundra crew cab and a Toyota minivan. There's almost $200,000 worth of cars in their driveway. And they can't pay for their school lunches, and they're asking for free backpacks with school supplies, and they are asking for... We are getting so used and abused here, and my wife works for the county, and I'm just like, this is so wrong. And she goes, I know, but once they get approved by the county,
they get it all.
It's out of my hands. I can't do anything. And I said, well, how about if I call the county and just send them a picture of their driveway? I mean, one of the kids' birthday parties was a month or so ago, and they had moon bounces in the front yard. That's a couple hundred bucks a day when you go rent those things. If you can't afford your school lunches for your kids, what are you doing renting moon bounces in a $600,000 house with $200,000 worth of brand new cars in your driveway? I just
people, you know, people love free stuff. If they can get it, why wouldn't they take it? I mean, think about how you feel like it's gold when someone hands you a free gift at the makeup counter or those stupid little bottles of shampoo at the hotel. People load them up because it's just human nature to want as much as you can
you
get
know,
for free.
You're exactly right. Roberta Fasanelli, who later in the show does our
buy
queen
and sell all three of us.
Yeah.
She loves free stuff.
She's got more money than all of us. And she is like the queen of cheap. And it's not just a title. She lives it. I mean, she is so cheap. But the thing that I'm so surprised at, I was like, do people really use this information that Roberta gives? Am I going to get a free sample of this? Jennifer's like, yep, I use it every day.
Yep.
And everybody wants free stuff. And that's it. And as a country, we give away free stuff.
That's right.
So why not use it? Why not abuse it?
There's something big, though, that's not going to be free anymore, Rich.
What's that?
If the airlines have their way. And we should probably tell you about it now.
All right. So coming up, you better get a little bladder bag for you if you want to fly in the near future, because it might start costing you money. It's 45 past the hour and good day.
Fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D. Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
The new Surfs. That doesn't sound as warm and fuzzy as the sharing economy used to describe the Uberization of America, does it? But that's what critics say workers are becoming, thanks to a business model that's redefining what it means to be employed these days. Think about it. If you drive for an app-based ride-hailing service like Uber or Lyft, or maybe fix leaky faucets by signing on with TaskRabbit, say, to connect with buyers with long to-do lists, odds are that app-enabled gig doesn't include benefits like Social Security, healthcare, and workman's comp. In a decision that could ultimately hit the bottom lines of many companies, a U.S. district judge in San Francisco recently granted class action status to a lawsuit by Uber drivers that, among other things, challenges their status as, quote, independent contractors rather than employees. Responding to that decision, Gary Bufo, president of the nonprofit National Limousine Association, said all providers of ground transportation should be held to the same standards. That includes drivers' benefits, too.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Get a Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget.
Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yay, Sam.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
48 past the hour now on Doug Stephanie. Good day. Okay, so remember that bill that Congress passed back this past year called the Fair Flights Act of 2015?
I remember it well. It was a cool day.
Because you remember, I mean, we started having things like being locked in an airplane for 10 hours on a tarmac because the bathroom needed to be fixed. Well, now there's going to be a little addendum to that bill. Because airlines are thinking about charging you to use the bathrooms.
This is so outrageous, Rich. As soon as I saw the story today, I can't even believe it. First of all, they're charging you for snacks.
Right.
They're charging you for something to drink. Okay, you know what? You want to charge me for food? Fine. You give me something to drink, for crying out loud.
Right.
Then, on some airlines, not only are they charging you to bring checked luggage on, but on some airlines, you have to pay to bring a carry-on on. A purse on Spirit Airlines, you get charged. Now, no one likes to go to the bathroom on an air. I've never said, gee, you know what would be awesome? Let me go butter up my sides and back slowly into a bathroom that smells like 12,000 people's previous, you know, that's got water everywhere. And when you flush the toilet, you're afraid it's going to suck you through that vacuum hole. Give me a break. Who goes into those bathrooms for pleasure? The idea of the Mile High Club in the bathroom, I don't believe in airplane bathrooms. There is anything hot about those places, and you should not charge me for something that is so stinky and disgusting and, ugh, gross. Nobody does. Nobody. Did you ever say, hey, you know it'd be fun, Janet? Hey, Lisa, you know it'd be fun? Those are your wives. Let's, I gotta go to the bathroom. I wanna go, this'll be great. Nobody says that.
You know, and I've never gone to my house and looked around my house and said, you know what? I wanna redo one of the bathrooms. I'm gonna make it just like an airplane bathroom.
Just like an airplane bathroom. Yeah, clearly that is the golden standard.
All right, so, Representative Dan Lipinski, a Democrat from Illinois, is, working on the Comfortable and Fair Flights Act of 2015, and it would prohibit airlines from adding bathroom fees, and it would also, check this out, allow you to change your flight if bathrooms on your scheduled flight are out of order. How would you know that?
I don't know.
Would you start getting texts now on your phone? Your bathroom is out of order?
I never think to ask about that.
Yeah, exactly.
My ticket.
So
that's
know.
Bathroom on this plane.
All right. So, how much would you pay to use the bathroom, or would you just hold it?
Sometimes you can't, though. On, like, a 12-hour flight, seriously, you're going to charge me 50 cents?
When I do coast to coast, I have to go wash up about 3 hours in that nasty, stale air.
I have
to use the nasty, stale water to clean it off of this.
Seriously, it's the flush of the guy.
51 pass on the Good Day program.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day. Tech Talk time with our tech guru, Richard Schebel. Happy Monday to you, Richard. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Good weekend. So, you know what the big conversation was yesterday? I'm sitting around the, we go to a local pub, a couple of buddies of mine, about eight of us, and we watch football games on Sundays, the Redskins. Usually watch them lose, but yesterday we got to watch them win. And we got into this big conversation about these hoverboards. And one of my buddies is like, they're all exploding. And I'm like, he's just
did
a
yell it like
few
that?
Cases. Yeah, he's like, oh, you can't go in. They're all exploding. So, but apparently there's 9 of them that have caused house fires across the country. And now airlines are saying, dude, we don't want them on our airplane. But that's more because of the lithium batteries, correct, Richard?
That's right. The manufacturers in China, I shouldn't say don't care, but they look to cut corners and some use.
You can say they don't care. We don't mind here.
They don't care, and they're cutting corners and putting in really bad lithium-ion batteries. And if you've had something, remember a couple of years ago, Apple had that problem with lithium-ion batteries in their laptops.
Yeah,
they were gaining heat, and some were burning desks. In fact, my daughter had one that didn't catch on fire, but heated up and burnt her desk. And Apple immediately gave her a new computer. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's serious there.
So you have to be careful with lithium-ion. The airplanes already have rules about carrying lithium-ion batteries in transportation, in warehousing. They all have to have warning labels on them.
So if anybody has purchased one of these hoverboards, have you seen if there's a way to see whether you have a good battery, a bad battery, or I have a bomb sitting in my house?
I would buy it from a legitimate company.
That's apparently the key. Is a lot of these are knockoffs, aren't they?
Yeah, gray area knockoffs. Like I said, they rushed the market for the holiday season, and I know that the emergency rooms are keeping track of the accidents with them as well.
Well, that ought to be a fun stat after Christmas.
Yeah.
How many broken bums did we get from these things?
it's a rush to judgment on this. They rushed this out just to make money.
So another thing that we noticed during the watching the football games, Star Wars has pretty much attached themselves to every single product that there is. Whether it's Target or, every commercial had some kind of a Star Wars hook to it. How does Disney have the backbone to be able to connect themselves to every other brand in the country?
They have a licensing machine. You know, when they got this Star Wars franchise, they thought, hey, this is a gold mine in licensing. What gets me is all the car manufacturers. Different car makers.
Yeah, I saw that too. I saw some car commercials with it.
Are connecting to Star Wars, and one would think that only one would want to be associated, or they would only want one associated with it. But these guys are real pimps. I hate to say it, but Disney is going out there and
they are a money making machine. They absolutely know how to just pump the money into the system.
For Star Wars, they do. For other movies, they have problems.
My kids watch the Disney channels all day long. Man, let me tell you something. They are geniuses. It's unbelievable. I see this new app. We all have seen the Watson, the IBM computer, the supercomputer. Apparently now they have an app where you can bring it on your phone and you can have Watson at your service.
Right. It's for trends, buying trends. And it talks about what are the latest buying trends in smartwatches, and it gives not a top 10, but it gives you why there is a trend. And it's very interesting for people in the industry to see this. For the average consumer, I don't know whether they're as interested as we are, but I check it every couple of days, and this thing is quick. It is like what we saw in Jeopardy with Watson. It answers the questions real fast. I'm just waiting for a Watson to appear like a Google search or a Wikipedia.
Where you have the little hub on your kitchen counter, and Watson can answer any question that you you want, or help you buy anything that you need.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That would be great.
That's when we all just can shut our minds off and not have to do anything anymore, which is I'm looking forward to it actually. All right, Richard. Thank you. It's 59 past the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.